It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned on the show where you can find help and hope. And it's just me and Vaughn in the studio today. Hey, Vaughn.
Hey, hey, yes it is.
I'm glad that they're here.
Yeah.
It's all good and everything's shining clean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, unfortunately, Lynn's not with us today. She is still in quarantine. Today was my 14th day of quarantine. Also, I didn't realize 2 weeks ago when I was on the air with you guys, I actually had a fractured wrist. So, I got my fancy cast on today. I'll have that on for a few weeks. And I am just frustrated as heck about it, as you can imagine. It's enough staying in the house, but not only also having one hand, but you try to make the best of it. And I don't really want to complain because I tell you, during this terrible thing with the coronavirus, fabulous things are happening. People are out there really helping each other. I mean, beer distributors are making hand sanitizer. People are making face masks in their home. I noticed myself when I walk around my community where I live in a townhome, that more people are talking. We're talking across the road, but we're talking where before it was just like, oh, you'd be walking your dog and you'd say, how's Betsy or how's your dog or whatever. But I think the cast too kind of is a kind of a conversation thing. They're like, what the heck happened to you? And so for you guys that don't know, what did happen to me is I fell down the last dance at my granddaughter's wedding. But it was a fabulous wedding, and I did get to marry her that day, and her grampy got to give her away. So to me, that was like the most important thing. And unfortunately, her husband couldn't make it back to Germany, so they have to have a longer honeymoon. So they've been spending some time with me and helping me out, so that's really great. So I know some of you caregivers are probably climbing the walls, especially caregivers that have loved ones that usually go to adult daycare or respite care because all those kind of things are closed right now. We have two people we're going to talk to today. Both of them are calling in. And one is Breida Miller. And the name of her book is The Caregiver Coffee Break. And she does a lot of things like I do. Very similar advocate. So she's going to call in a little bit. And then after that, this afternoon, we're going to have Brian LeBlanc. And Brian is an educator and an advocate, but he's also a person living with dementia. So we're going to have a little chat with him. Also, I wanted to mention, so there aren't going to be any, when we get to the events portion of the show today, there aren't going to be any events because there aren't any events right now. But the support groups that I do have been canceled. So what I'm going to do is starting this week, I will be doing online support groups. So there'll be a support group every Wednesday evening, not every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of every month at 7:30, beginning this Wednesday, April 1st. There'll also be a support group the second Saturday of every month, starting on April 11th at 10 a.m., and I will probably fill in some other ones. So if any of you might be interested in attending one of these support groups, you can go to lindaburhans.com and message me. Or you can send me a message on Facebook or wherever, and I will be sure to send you the link. I think more important now than ever is we need to take care of the caregivers because the caregivers are totally exhausted and now they're working on double time. And now some of them are worried about even getting medications. Some of them are worried about getting adult diapers and things like that. Some of them that had somebody coming into the house to help them, they do not have that right now. And some of them that are still caregivers that are still working are out of work. People are losing their jobs every day. So think about your neighbors and see what they're going into and if there's anything you can do to help them. Like I said, I see some really amazing things happening with people that are really helping each other. And we can do that. Maybe this is a message. I don't know. Maybe this is a message about slowing down, about spending some more time with your family, about really looking at what's so important. A few friends of mine have said they've cleaned out their houses, they've cleaned out their closets, And think about all that time when you're always complaining about, if only I had time to spend with my family, if only I had time to do this. Well, you have that time now. So don't look on the dark side of it. Look on the good side of it. You can clean out your closets. You can do some things. You can probably do some volunteer work in your community. There are people that are just standing in line all day long handing out hand sanitizer to people. The schools have been unbelievable. God bless Pinellas County Schools, I'll tell you. They've gone a long way to all of a sudden have to turn their entire curriculum around and to now put it online. They also gave out computers and iPads to kids that didn't have them so they'd be able to do their schoolwork, because starting this Monday, school is back in session, more or less. Spectrum has also given free Wi-Fi to students that do not have Wi-Fi. So I don't know how long it'll last. Maybe it'll just be a month or two, but there is that advantage. The only way you can't get it is if you have a Spectrum account that you haven't paid in the past. They're not going to give you another free one. So maybe you'll have to go to near the library or to some kind of hotspot kind of place. But I think that is totally amazing. And I think if some of the parents can try to just structure this a little bit, you know how your kids learn. You know some kid can sit down and slam it out in 3 hours. Another one is you can like work with them for an hour and then take a half hour break. Go for a walk. Some of their things that they're learning in school you can incorporate into everyday life. And I think you'll find it's very interesting too. I was doing a little arts and crafts with my grandson last night. And it was just a fun time. It was just a fun time spending some time together and having some conversation. We've been doing a little cooking, which is a fun thing too. And this is the stuff that we complain about all the time that we don't have time to do. So take a little time to do that. Share some family recipes. And give everybody a turn. Excuse me, I need to drink water. Give everybody a turn. And go out there and get out there. We are very blessed that we live in Florida and we can go out whenever we want and walk around in these beautiful places. Other people aren't as fortunate. So for you guys here in Florida, get out there, go for a walk. I feel very grateful to the people that have boats. If anyone want to give me a ride, just let me know, because boats can keep away from each other 6 foot very easily, and the boat ramps are still open. I know the pools have closed, the beaches have closed. But it's not going to be forever. If everybody just hangs in for a couple weeks and does what they have to do, we will be really good. I also want you to go onto the website, because our caregiver contest is still going on. So go to lindaburhans.com and nominate a caregiver. Every single person that's nominated gets something, because every caregiver is a winner to us. We just put all the names in a hat and we pick them out, and the caregiver, when they win, they get 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts or Maria's Adult Daycare or Assisting Hands in Pinellas. And they get a massage and a facial and a whole bunch of other good stuff. So just go to lindaburhans.com and nominate a caregiver. And I think we have our caller now. Is it Brita?
It is. Hello there, Linda.
How are you today?
You know, I'm doing okay.
Good.
I'm up here. I'm in Michigan. And
What's the temperature there?
I'm very jealous of the wonderful weather you have, but there's no snow right now, so you know I'm grateful.
That's a good thing. What's the temperature?
Sure, rub it in. My brother lives in Naples. He loves to ask me the question.
But you could have a little nice little fire in the fireplace.
We could, except that there was a major thunderstorm. Fireplace, yes, in the house. We can do that. but outside we have a big fire pit.
Oh, that's nice.
But we've been editing and purging papers, so the plan was to have a big fire, but it's very wet outside today after the storm. But you know, we'll have time. We got time.
There you go. So, you know, when we first chatted a few weeks ago, I think our conversation might be a little different today, or have a little twist to it, because everything is different than it was a few weeks ago.
Isn't that the truth?
Unbelievable. You know, caregivers have a tough enough time taking care of their loved one and taking care of themselves, and this just has really added a whole nother layer to it.
A tremendous layer of stress, and my heart just goes out to all the caregivers who are just, you know, I think of caregivers, you know, two different folks. You know, there's the family caregiver,
mm-hmm.
who I think of as an accidental caregiver, like me. I had no training.
Yeah, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself first. How about that?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
Just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself first, so they know who we're talking to.
Exactly. So my name is Breida Miller, and I am a speaker and a writer, and I help caregivers carry on. And I was an unplanned and accidental caregiver. I had four brothers, only daughter, say no more.
Yep.
And my mom, she fell. She had a stroke. She had a full recovery, but we knew she couldn't live on her own anymore. My husband is a saint, okay? Well, most of the time. But she moved in with us, and it was, it was good until it wasn't.
Right.
I had three children, two boys with special needs and young teenagers and my mom, and it was a busy household. And it was good for her with all the stimulation and all that was going on.
Yeah.
But then her health really started to decline, and I became her full-time caregiver with no training or medical background or anything. And I had an office in my home. I was the general manager of a boutique catering business. So I didn't do any of the cooking or serving or anything like that, but I managed the business end. So I sometimes thought I had the worst of both worlds because I never got to leave.
That's so funny. You know, I used to be a party planner and a caterer. We'll have to talk about that again another day.
Oh, my God. Worlds are colliding. So you know what? There's an awful lot that are consistent with being an event planner and a caterer with being a caregiver,
yeah,
because you have to plan for the worst possible situation, right?
Most definitely.
And you have to be prepared. You have to have your stuff lined up. You have to know you have enough of everything.
Right.
So it kind of...
And you have to know there are options, and you have to be able to roll with the punches.
Oh, gosh, yeah, you do. So that happened, and then... Mom really, really declined, and I thought I was having a total meltdown. And one of my friends said to me, "Have you thought about having her assessed for hospice?" And my first thought was, "Oh no, she's not that bad." Because in my uneducated brain, I thought hospice meant imminent death, couple days, you're done, game over. And it turns out this friend, who was really an acquaintance, excuse me, said to me, "Well, no, Breida, you know, you can be in hospice for a long time, and you're going to get a lot of help and resources, and it's really a great support." So I did some homework, and I found out, yes, my friend was absolutely right. Made the phone calls within a couple of days. A nurse was at our house, and my mom was this funky little Irish woman, and she knew about hospice. She was always very practical. She was having a good day when Margaret, the nurse, came in. And it was really hard for me to make that introduction, even though I knew it was the right thing, for me to say to Mom that we were switching from the home health aid company to hospice support.
Yeah.
And I said, "Mama, I want to introduce you to Margaret. She's with hospice, and she's going to really help me." And that's the way I positioned it, because my mom was really worried about being a burden on me.
Right.
And if I could position it that this was a sacrifice or a gift that she could give me by accepting this help, it was going to make it easier. So she put her hand out and she said, and this is my mom's voice now, so brace yourself. "I'm delighted to meet you. I know all about hospice. You're a great group. I'm not ready to croak yet, but I'll take all the help I can get."
Good for her.
And I wish... Oh, yeah, I wish I would have had a video camera, though, on Margaret's face.
Yeah, don't you?
Because, most people don't say that, you know?
And no.
I asked Mom, "Do you want to sign your own papers?" And, "Indeed, I do." And so it was such a gift that she was able to do that. And so Mom...
And a good day for Margaret.
It was, absolutely. And she told everybody, you know, she went back to hospice and said, "You're not going to believe this one."
Right.
But for 7 months, my mom was in hospice care, and she rallied. She got better because they warned me that this would probably happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt such relief because you know what it was? I got to be her daughter again.
Exactly.
Because the home health aides came in. And one of the things, Linda, You know, I love my mom very much, but I got to tell you, I hated, and I don't use that word much, I hated giving her a shower. Mm. I dreaded it. I was so stressed. I was worried she was going to fall, that I was going to fall. It was awkward. She did her best, but, you know, I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
And when the home health aide said, oh, and we'll send someone who'll bathe and wash your mom's hair, do this, I thought I was going to do a happy dance.
Exactly.
You know? And it was the greatest gift I ever got.
Well, that's why...
If
caregivers could just let someone come in to do one thing for them.
Yeah.
If they could just start. If that's the hardest thing for you, wash your mom or dad or your spouse or whatever, because we don't want the mm-hmm. caregiver to fall also. Think about that as Breeder and I are talking here. Just start with that. Just start and have someone come in twice a week and bathe them.
What is the one thing about caregiving that pushes you over the edge? Like, maybe it's dealing with the insurance. Maybe
right.
it's dealing with the financial end of things.
Yeah.
So maybe you have a sibling who lives out of state who's really good at that stuff.
Yeah.
You need to give yourself permission to let it go.
And that's what I say to the family, too. I say, okay. They say, oh, well, my sister lives in another state, and she's so busy. Yeah, well, if she's got a great job and she's so busy, maybe she can send some dollars for respite care. Maybe if you just ask her, she'll be like, heck yes. I want to help you. I didn't know how.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's two situations there. The oblivious, who don't care.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. And I learned that that's far more common than you would ever think until you're in a crisis situation.
Right.
But then there's the oblivious that you might assume they don't care, or they don't. They never do anything. Well, maybe
right.
they don't know how, or they don't want to step on your toes, or yeah. they don't want you to think they're intruding because you've got it all organized and down, and that, you know, they don't want to get in your way.
And maybe they're just not comfortable with certain things. I know this one woman recently. She's uncomfortable with her mother's illness.
Mm-hmm.
So, and her sister, her mother lives with her sister. But she goes over there every Friday and picks up all the laundry. And brings the laundry home and does it over the weekend and brings it back on Monday. That is such yep. a relief to her sister, and she has contributed something that is in her capability to do.
Yep. I had a friend who every Wednesday she would do her shopping, and she would just pick up some essentials that she knew that I would need. You know, milk,
right.
some bread, some bananas, some fruit, maybe some lettuce, something that is, you know, going to... And then if I had a request, of course, she would get it. But she didn't ask me, did I need it?
Right.
And it was so wonderful. It was just this little gift
yep.
on my door.
Yeah. So think about that. I always tell people, when you go out, when you got that BOGO, get one for you and get one
yes.
from your neighbor. That's the caregiver. In fact, it's very
Absolutely.
Funny.
And right now...
Go ahead.
With toilet paper, right?
Yeah.
I said I'm encouraging people to do, I'm calling them cranks. Kindness pranks.
Oh, cool.
And if you have... You know, kind of like Elaine Bennis in Seinfeld, can you spare a square?
Yeah.
If you belong to a membership warehouse club and you get the 30-pack roll of toilet paper,
yeah.
maybe you open up and take out one 6-pack, or you break up a 6-pack into two rolls, wrap them up in cellophane or saran wrap, and take it to a neighbor, take it to someone, ring the doorbell and run away.
It's a different way of papering people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to
exactly
do that.
Right.
So,
do.
What really do you think do. Is the biggest challenge for caregivers when it comes to taking care of themselves?
getting over themselves, getting over the fact that they feel guilty about it, that they feel that it's selfish. How
yeah.
dare I go to a movie when mom can't get out of bed? How dare I, you know, go for a walk for half an hour by myself when mom can't get out of the house?
Because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of mom, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when you think about it, if you would have, if the tables were turned and you were in bed and the person that was caring for you, you could see them get deteriorate. You could see that they're short-tempered
right.
or they're cranky. Or they're just like fallen apart before you, and you knew it was because they were taking care of you.
Yeah, how terrible.
How terrible is that? That's an additional burden
on
that you give to the person that's in your care. So
yep.
If you are your best self, that's the best gift you can give to the person in your care.
So, because we don't have a lot of time, but what are three things that caregivers can do to help themselves with stress, especially now?
Especially now. Well, you know what? I did a video this morning. I was telling some folks, I will never forget this, that when I was in my depths, I was just beside myself over physical exhaustion. This was before I got any help. And a very wise, kind friend looked at me, and she looked dead in my eyes, and she said, Brita, this won't last forever. And you know what? I really needed to hear that because I was in the thick of it. So tell yourself, this won't last forever. We don't know how long it is. We don't know. And you know, whether it's about the virus situation right now or the caregiving situation, the fact that you have the double whammy is even harder. But that kind of mindset of, okay, it's not going to last forever. We just have to get through today, to take it one day at a time.
Right.
The second thing is that, and this is true for everybody, whether you're caregiving or not, is to take micro break and say, well, I don't have time to take a 20-minute bath. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
Or I don't have the luxury of an hour-long walk down my road.
Right.
So maybe you can step outside and have your beverage of choice. No judgment here. Maybe it's coffee, maybe it's tea, maybe there's other things in it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But to drink it mindfully. Don't just knock it back and, you know, as quick as you can and get to the next thing.
Breathe.
But step outside, breathe. Yep, take a breath and feel the warmth of the cup or the coolness of the glass.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, the sensory experience of it. So that's another thing. The other thing is to give yourself a special treat one time a week. Maybe it is, maybe you love the Hallmark movies. Maybe it's a guilty pleasure of something mindless. Or there's a silly novel that is not about caregiving. It's not about enriching
your
intellectually stimulation. It is some trashy novel that you just have.
Exactly.
Right? And you give yourself permission. Okay, it's Thursday. It's 2 p.m. It's my book time.
Got it.
And you look forward to it.
Brita, we got to get going right now. Where can my caregivers find you?
So my website is Brita, B-R-E-E-D-A, Miller.com. And on Facebook, I have a page called The Caregiver Coffee Break.
I'm holding up your book now for our listeners to see.
Yeah. So I post things. I do a live video right now every day, 10 at 10. That is designed to help people just center themselves and to have good ideas and just not to feel so all alone, that we can do this together but apart.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you. I'll talk to you soon, and all her information will be on my website. Thanks, Brita.
Thank you, Linda. Take care.
Bye. And now we'll hear from our wonderful partners. Don't go away, because you know if you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, "Let me know if there's something I can do," I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
That's it, caregivers. When somebody offers to help you, just say thank you. And you other people out there that aren't caregivers, just do something nice for them. Don't wait for them to ask. So I think we have Brian LeBlanc with us now, do we, Vaughn? Brian's here. Hi, Brian.
Yes. Hey, how are you, Linda?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
I hear you guys had a tough week this week. So besides coronavirus, you were involved in a fire?
Yeah, our electric panel caught on fire. And, you know, it couldn't have happened during the day. It was like 1 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, so it was a big ordeal.
So did the smoke alarm just go off? Is that what woke you up?
No. The panel is in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And so the smoke had not reached the alarm, which is in the hallway.
Okay.
So, but what woke Maureen up was that she heard the beeping sound that the alarm makes when it loses power.
Oh, goodness.
So
Thank
That's
God.
That's what she heard. And then she got up and then came and got me. And then we called 911. Oh. And it was scary.
I'm sure it was. Scary. On top of everything, it's like, oh my goodness.
Exactly.
So I'm so glad that you're here with us today.
Oh, me too.
So
Maureen, you know, I'm glad Maureen's around too. Because,
yes,
I mean,
Maureen, we're very glad Maureen's around.
Yes, yes.
So, Brian, you are an educator and you are an advocate and you're a person living with dementia, huh?
Yes, I am.
So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, in my, what I call my past life, I used to be a public relations and marketing person. I guess between 2000, well, I was told that I've been showing signs since about 2008.
Okay.
But in 2013 and 14 is when I really started showing. I was getting lost when I was driving, going to very familiar places and so forth. That led to me get my diagnosis, and that's when I found out in October of 2014, I was given my diagnosis of having early onset Alzheimer's disease.
Now, did you feel crushed when you got that diagnosis?
Oh yeah, I mean, you expect it.
Right.
But then you have to look at the signs and also your genetics. You know, going back to my great grandmother on my mother's side, she had Alzheimer's. My grandfather had Alzheimer's. My mother had Alzheimer's, and my father had vascular dementia.
Sure.
So, showing the signs, I kind of knew what was going on, but not really. It's not until you hear those words.
Yeah.
You have early onset Alzheimer's disease. And I had to ask him what that meant because I didn't know about early onset. I just knew Alzheimer's.
Well, people don't know about it now either.
Right.
Thank God you're here.
It just happens to be a disease that people under the age, you know, if you get it between earlier than age 60 or 65, it's called early onset. It's basically the same. You just develop it
earlier.
At an earlier age, but it also can move quicker than if you get it later on. So,
wow. So I'd like you to address to our listeners, because I'm sure people are amazed just hearing you speak like this, just like my friend Norm McNamara, who come out and speak about this, because we need this, and I think this is so very important. And
everybody knows and loves Norm.
Yeah, God bless Norm.
But
what is one thing someone can do to improve the quality of a life for a person living with dementia?
Maureen introduced me to a saying, and it says, don't do, be. Because people that care for someone with a dementia-related illness, if they see someone struggling with something, their initial reaction is to jump in with both feet and do it for them.
Right.
Here, let me do that. Here, let me help. Let's do this. Instead of giving that person the opportunity to do what they were trying to do. And then if they have some issues, if they have too much frustration, if they ask for help, then that person can come in and help. By jumping in and taking over, that frustration therefore turns into what we call Alzheimer's anger.
Mm-hmm. Embarrassment.
And Alzheimer's frustration, which is not pretty.
No, and you know, people come to the support groups all the time, and they say to me, mom doesn't do anything. She just sits in the chair, because you took everything away from her.
Right.
Everything
exactly.
she could do, it was faster for you to do. And so who are you serving? Her or yourself?
Right. Exactly.
You know,
it goes between the term care partner and caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
A caregiver gives care. But they're more like the professionals in communities and so forth. But a care partner walks beside you, and they're there, and they do a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That we don't really realize until it comes to light. The problem is that we don't remember that.
Right.
You know, we remember bits and pieces. And it's hard because you start doing the same things over and over and over again. And you just have no concept of what you're doing or why you're doing it. You're just doing it. But, you know, it could cause an issue with the person that's caring for you because, you know, you could be doing something that could cause harm.
Right.
Or, you know, so forth.
Well, so, I think that, you know, the most important thing always is to communicate and to find the way that you can communicate in the best way and not be, you know, like you said, to be partners.
Yeah.
To be partners in this journey. To be walking beside each other.
Exactly. And I got to say that, you know, in my humble opinion, I have the best care partner that I could possibly have.
Hell yeah, you do.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Because, I mean, she's been in the industry for so long, you know, creating life care planning and future planning for their lives. And,
well, she just has such a huge heart.
Exactly. Exactly. And I always, you know, I use this in my presentation. I say, you know, what she did, she entered into a relationship with someone that has Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
I told her one day, I said, who's the crazy one here? You know?
Yeah, I said she had a big heart. I didn't say she wasn't a little crazy, but.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? And how important is it to laugh? How important is it to laugh?
That is one thing that we do all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so many people, and, you know, Maureen will, you know, make fun of me. And, you know, and we both crack up laughing. And you can tell that people are looking at us like, oh, my God, I can't believe she said that. You
right.
know, And I tell them, I say, hey, no. I said, you don't understand. I said, what she's doing is normal.
Right.
And that's all I ask for her. She would be doing this if I didn't have Alzheimer's.
Right.
But just because I have Alzheimer's does not mean that she has to stop doing it.
Exactly. That's your dance.
I encourage it.
Yes. That's your dance. You know? That's your partnership.
Yeah. And that goes for anyone. Whatever dementia-related illness they may have, they are still a person inside.
Yeah.
And, you know, they may not act like that person all the time, but they're still that person.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what means the most, is that they treat you like a person.
Yes.
And they allow you to make mistakes.
And they accept you for exactly where you're at.
Exactly.
Just like you would with a child growing up. They're at different stages. They're at different times.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, that's why I say that, you know, I am so fortunate and blessed to have Maureen. I mean, because, look, I am not a bed of roses, you know.
None of us are.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that I simply don't understand, and I'm not using that as an excuse,
right?
But it is what it is, and you know, we have arguments just like normal couples do.
And you are normal.
We are normal, right? And that's what, and that's from an outsider's point of view. They look at it as, oh well, you know, he has Alzheimer's.
Right.
It's like, I don't care.
Exactly.
You know, this is my life, and this is the woman that I love, and, you know, you have no idea what she goes through on a daily basis.
Well, sometimes people are just a little too quick to judge.
Yeah.
I think that's something we have to keep our eyes open for.
Exactly.
So what is your goal? What goal do you have to grow your advocacy education? Blah, 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 blah.
You can't say it. Yeah. Advocacy.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
No, it's, well, you know, recently Maureen and I launched a new endeavor, and it's called We Are Dementia Strong. And it's basically going to be us sharing our life experiences from the care
Perfect.
Partner's perspective and from my perspective, and giving people an idea of what it's like. That we're going to, you know, we're going to pull back the curtain,
yeah,
and talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's excellent.
Because that's what people need to understand,
right?
That we're living our lives as a normal couple,
right?
As normal human beings. It just so happens that one of us, you know, has a cognitive
right.
impairment.
And someone in some other relationship, one person might have a mobility impairment. One person
exactly.
may have cancer. One person may
exactly.
whatever it is.
You know, I always give my laundry list, you know, because in addition to Alzheimer's and vascular dementia, I also have type 2 diabetes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, you know, taking care of my medications, making sure I take my medications,
yep.
making sure that I eat and eat the proper foods and exercise, in which I can't. I'm very, very bad about exercising, but we do it. You know,
Good.
We walk. We started walking recently, and we do it almost every day.
Good.
And
as a start,
I don't like getting to go, but once I'm there, it's like, wow, it's really good.
I know, this is fun.
You know?
Why don't I
yeah.
do it more
yeah,
often?
Exactly. And we talk the whole time. You know, we have some of our best discussions when we're walking.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I said it's funny, you know, I don't love to exercise either, and I go to Curves 3 mornings a week. But what I do is I wear my exercise clothes to bed. So then at 5:30, if I'm already not awake, which I usually am, but my alarm rings and I get up and I brush my teeth and go to the bathroom and drink water, but I don't turn any lights on or the TV or my phone or the computer. Otherwise, it's over.
Right.
And
right.
then once I get out and get there, I'm fine. And then I'm home at 6:40, good to go.
Right.
So, but I had to find my tricks for myself, you know.
Well, everybody has their own thing
bag of tricks.
It helps them through the day.
So, Brian, what brings you joy?
Well, Maureen for one.
Mm-hmm.
But my second love is music.
Mm.
I grew up singing in church, and
wow.
I sang for 40 years. I get that from my mother, who also sang for about 40 years.
That's very
church.
Cool.
And, you know, when I go into my fog, if I'm not able to, Maureen will put music on for me. And just listening to music that I'm familiar with, music that we grew up on, favorite songs, anything like that, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't immediately pull me out, but it does help in getting back to having the fog erased to where
right.
I can speak legibly.
Right.
Because when I'm in my fog, I can't really, I have trouble speaking.
It's okay.
And that's what a lot of people can't understand. They say, you have trouble speaking. Said, well, yeah.
Yeah, that'd but, be like me know, having trouble speaking.
Right, yeah. You know, but I tell them, I say, well, you know, you should see me on a bad day.
Right. That's the things they don't know about. That's the things they don't
right,
know what Maureen
right.
does.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, without her, I lived alone. For a number of years, and yeah, that was tough.
I'm sure.
You know,
was.
I had only one person to rely on, and that was me.
Right.
And that was really a tough time. But it made me a little bit stronger. But it just also gave me a fuller appreciation for Maureen and for all.
For your next relationship,
right before, right before I called you, I was working on something that we're going to be taking part in a conversation with some folks in Canada coming up. And it's all about, you know, the care partners and the caregivers, they're kind of forgotten during this whole coronavirus stuff. And some of them are not leaving the communities in which they serve their patients.
That's right.
They're staying there with them.
Yes.
So we're going to be presenting some information basically to say thank you. We appreciate you. We're speaking on behalf of the ones that can't thank you, and, you know, making it so that they understand and they know
how grateful
that
we are.
What they're doing day in and day out does not go unnoticed.
Yes. Thank you for doing that. That's so, so important. I'm going to have you on the show again in the future so we can talk a little more, but where can our listeners find you?
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah, that's like me.
On Facebook, we have our We Are Dementia Strong page.
Okay.
I'm also on Twitter under The Brian LeBlanc. It's also Big B's Brilliance.
Okay.
I have a blog, which is all, it's called A Bit of Brian's Brilliance.com.
All right, so if you'll send me all that, if you'll email me all that, I'll put it the show, on the page with the show, so our listeners can find it.
And, wonderful.
And thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you being here, Brian, and I really want to have you back again because I think you have a lot to share. And thank you, Maureen, for all you do. We very, very much appreciate you.
I'm sure. I think she's listening in the other room, so.
Okay. Well,
but
now
thank
it's time.
Thank you,
Brian,
for allowing me to have a voice along this journey. So I appreciate that a lot.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again soon and have a delicious day.
Thank you, Linda.
Bye. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
As I said earlier, there are really no events today because we're all hunkering down at home like we're supposed to be doing. But starting this week, Wednesday, April 1st at 7:30 in the evening, I'll be doing an online support group. So if you're interested in that, go to lindaberhans.com and send me a message and I will send you the link for that. Also, I'll be doing a second one Saturday, April 11th at 10 a.m. I'm sure I will be scheduling some others. These are just the first two. The Dementia Spotlight Foundation is also sponsoring some online support groups also. I'm excited for the point that I can have my caregivers that I usually meet in person locally on these calls, but we can also have people from all over the United States now. So there are people that hear this show every week and say to me, Linda, I wish I could be part of the support group. Well, now you can. So if you are interested in support groups, people say, what do you do there? We just support each other. We have a laugh. We have some tears. We share some resources. We share some ideas. You're going to learn things in a support group you'll never learn from a book or from anywhere else. And just to realize that we're all the exact same people. We all want to be loved. We all want a roof over our head, food on the table. We may have different hobbies. We may have different likes and dislikes, but basically we're all exactly the same. And when we realize that, it makes the world just a little bit easier. So please participate in one of the support groups for yourself, caregivers. You deserve it. You will be a better caregiver if you do that. And for, like I said, for you people that are out there listening that are not caregivers, help the caregivers. When you go to the store, buy one, get one free, pick up one for them. If you see that their lawn needs to be mowed, just go over there and do it. Or take their trash out or bring their cans up or whatever it is. That can just make the world of difference to somebody. So tune in again next week for Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Berhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Winter, spring, summer, or fall.